They're staging an unusual observation at the Sonoma County Courthouse this week, and here to tell us about it is Jose Guillen. He is the executive officer for the Sonoma County Superior Court. So let's begin with what the occasion is. What's being observed this week?
This week is deemed Mediation Week. All trial courts in California for the last 30 years have been using alternative dispute resolutions as a means to help the litigants resolve their disputes without the cost and delay of going to trial. It has matured now to the point where alternative dispute resolution is not only something that is offered as part of a court legal service, but it's also in the community so that individuals can use alternative dispute resolution to resolve conflict without having to go through expensive litigation.
When we say alternative dispute resolution, what does that mean in practical terms?
A trained neutral party in the community, or an attorney or a professional that has some training in mediating conflict, brings two parties together to try to resolve their problem. And the court is, before the case is set for trial, they have the opportunity to get a mediation, arbitration, and try to come up with a solution before they go to trial. In the community, you have alternative dispute resolutions for individuals. In the school system, they have student dispute resolution. They have resolutions in the business community.
Is this only for civil cases?
Alternative dispute resolution is practiced in everything, not just civil. We see it in misdemeanor cases, in cases dealing with what we call quality of life issues. District Attorney's Office has a diversion program where the parties will provide some sort of restitution, and if it's a low-level crime, once they meet that, the district attorney will dismiss the case or not file the case. They have a restorative justice where in a juvenile setting, if there is a victim willing to participate to make the juvenile pay back damages in lieu of going to trial.
And what proportion of cases would you say go through this process?
Most of our cases are settled by way of the mediation proceedings. You could say that alternative resolution also is practiced in a criminal matter in that the DA and the PD or the defense attorney try to come to an agreement that balances the rights of the people and also provides some rehabilitation or restitution from the defendant. 98% of all of our cases are resolved before they go to trial.
So the purpose of having a whole week to observe it this week is just to let the public know that this is what's actually happening in the courtrooms around us?
That's correct. And to honor all the volunteers, members of the community, attorneys, and other professionals, and they come to court on the day of trial in unlawful detainers, eviction matters, smoke claims matters, divorce matters, and help both parties, some of which sometimes do not have an attorney, and they help them craft an agreement to both party satisfaction and avoid having to go to trial.
That's clearly a good thing. I can see why you're taking a week to observe it, and I want to thank you very much for taking time to talk with us today.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you.